Welcome to Connecting with Revolutionary Minds, conversations with IT and business leaders from WebEx. In this series of podcasts, you'll hear from IT and business pioneers working on the leading edge of the on-demand business. Catch the latest trends and find out where the industry is headed. I'm Paul Lancor with podtech.net. And for this podcast, I sat down and spoke with John Roberts, CEO of Sugar CRM. John founded Sugar CRM in 2004 on the idea that open source was the future of customer relationship management software. I asked him how he came to that conclusion.
Well, I came to Silicon Valley in 1995. I spent pretty much my entire career building 100% proprietary CRM applications. And it was really in the fall of 2003, we really started questioning just the nature of how software is developed, especially at the enterprise application level, and really starting to question, is building 100% proprietary applications or 100% proprietary on-demand applications really the future? Does it really generate the best software?
What was it at that time that brought these questions up?
It really was when you specialize in a certain class of software, such as in my case, customer relationship management systems, and also being a very engineering products focused person in terms of where I spent my career, I just saw a lack of innovation in the market space around CRM apps for both on-demand and on-site. And I just started looking, and I was wondering why that is, and I started looking at the financials of proprietary firms, and I started seeing that, you know, you have some of the largest CRM providers that spend 80% of their operational expenditures on sales and marketing and less than 10% on engineering, and they write these 100% proprietary environments for on-demand or on-site. And I just thought, that's crazy that you have a company that makes CRM software, software that's supposed to make this operation much more efficient, yet they spend 80% of operational expenditures on sales and marketing themselves. And so I knew that there was had to be a better way, because obviously if these apps were good, they wouldn't themselves need to spend that much. So we started looking at open source projects, obviously Linux, Red Hat, MySQL, JBoss, and started looking at their models or the commercial open source model, and started seeing, wow, this model could actually apply to the application layer as well. I think that the main area that we have kind of a different belief system, which is, you know, in Silicon Valley, I think we've done a great job of convincing people that source code is really bad and that there's only limited ways in which software can be deployed or 100% on demand or on site. And so we had this, we decided to go down a different road to say that the basis of the company should be open source software. Writing software in public is a really good thing, putting the customer in control, being open in terms of the environments, whether it's Windows, Linux, Mac OS X, FreeBSD, Unix, whatever they want to run on, and not creating these artificial restrictions around the software itself. I think writing software in public gives customers control, allows them to extend the software in any way, and I think we've just been living in this world of where proprietary vendors are just based on locking people into proprietary technologies, but they themselves don't invest very much in the software, and so that's why they're, you know, I think there's a real lack of innovation.
So what I hear you saying is there are a couple of great things about this. One is that you can focus your attentions on developing and perfecting the software as opposed to marketing and sales. And secondly, this gives the customer the greatest amount of flexibility with regard to having the software meet their needs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we do is we put SugarCM, our software, in front of our sales force instead of our sales force in front of the software. That's why it's, even for an enterprise business applications such as SugarCRM, it's as easy as going to sugarcrm.com and downloading it, installing it on your laptop or your enterprise Linux servers or Windows servers or Unix servers, and really doing a full eval. And maybe just running Sugar open source 100% and seeing if the software really adds value to the corporation. And that's where investing heavily in the project, sugarforge.org is the epicenter of our open source project, really adds innovation and ideas back into enterprise software versus the vendor lock-in model used by, you know, the big on-demand guys and on-site guys, which is all about how do I lock customers into these proprietary ecosystems, but they're, quote, open APIs. But
taking a step back, perhaps, how does what you're working on fit in with the world of on-demand software, and is it part of this sort of, is Sugar CRM part of a larger movement toward on-demand software, and what's driving that in the marketplace?
On-demand makes, you know, a huge amount of sense for organizations that are not interested in running their own servers. At SugarCM, where, you know, we believe the customer should be in control, whether that's on-site or on-demand. So we offer both Sugar on-demand on a monthly basis or Sugar on-site. What is a little unique about our on-demand offerings is that they're completely managed. We manage all of the upgrades, we manage all of the extensions. The customer simply logs in and can completely customize the app using visual tools. What's also kind of unique about ours is we do allow customers to have control of the database. And so they can extend it, unlike if we only did a multi-tenant thing where they really wouldn't have access to the core application. We also give them the power, if they wanted to move back on site at some instance. So if they're running, let's say, a small team of 15 or 20 individuals, and then they decide, well, let's roll this out to 100 people, but then let's bring it back on site so we can tightly weave it into our financial system, we also give them that capability of being able to traverse deployment options.
So is that what you're finding is that generally small and medium-sized businesses are the ones who benefit mostly from the on-demand?
No, it actually varies. It can be a small team and a large corporation. It can be the small company, just 100% running on-demand. I think it does vary for different reasons. Some folks just really like our application and they've got a sales force and they're running it and they care less that we have an open architecture or open source based. For them, it's just the quality of the service and our on-demand operations and the app that we provide. I think what's interesting, we just did a partnership with WebEx, and what's really nice about that, it's a very tight leveraging of two on-demand environments. So taking WebEx, which is, you know, at the heart of WebEx is collaboration, the ability to create real-time meetings, collaborate in real time, and then wrapping Sugar open source around, Sugar on demand around it so that you can provide, within a customer interaction, you can reach out and create a meeting in real time and create, basically shorten sales cycles, increase the urgency and the pace of collaboration. Also with their new partnership with AOL and AIM Pro, you can create real-time meetings on the fly with tight integration with the AIM Pro Instant Messenger. So I think, you know, there is a good example of two on-demand vendors being able to create a composite application that leverages the power of WebEx and Media Center with a CRM system behind it, which is adding, you know, context to the interaction.
These on-demand applications used in conjunction with one another, or mashups is what we're calling these, offer, among other things, real-time access to data and real-time customer interface that is a great advantage for customers who are using WebEx and Sugar CRM, for example, together.
That's correct. The real synergies of WebEx and Sugar CRM is that CRM systems are really designed to generate demand, whether it's doing outbound campaigns, generating interest in the company, bringing them response to your websites, connecting them to your sales force and your customer services organizations. But these applications in general, though, are relational database-based apps. And what the combination of WebEx does is it adds a real-time layer to the management of managing customer interactions across sales, marketing, customer support. So the combination of a meeting center such as WebEx and the tight capabilities that we weave together in the context of a human interaction makes a tremendous, adds tremendous value than just them as siloed applications.
So you founded Sugar CRM on the idea that open source was the future of CRM applications. How's business?
Business is excellent. You're right, we're a relatively young company, about 2.5 years. We founded the Sugar Open Source Project in April of 2004. It's quickly become the largest open source CRM project on the planet. Today, we're headquartered in Cupertino, California. We have 85 employees. We have over 900 customers worldwide. The product's been translated into over 40 languages worldwide. We are extremely strong financially. We've got over $26 million we've raised in venture capital. And we're very excited about the future.
Well, great. Thanks a lot for joining us and talking to us about Sugar CRM.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
John Roberts is the co-founder and CEO of Sugar CRM. Join us right here for the next podcast in the series Connecting with Revolutionary Minds from WebEx. Thanks for listening.